What World Soils Day is all about raising the awareness of the importance of healthy soil and the sustainable management of soil resources. I mean, after all, 95% of our food and shelter requirements come from soil, and sometimes we forget about that. So soils tend to be hugely neglected or taken for granted. As an example, people discuss plastic waste in the ocean. It's been a marine issue that we've been talking about for decades. But people don't realise that the amount of plastics that's going into soils is around about 25 times that quantity that's going into our oceans. It's something that we're only starting to consider. But really, would you rather be swimming in plastics or would you rather be eating plastics? The use of our soils as a dumping ground for our waste is a reflection of our attitude to soils. Soils are not appreciated and given the importance that they really do have. And I think that's something that World Soils Day seeks to address to some extent. The focus of World Soils Day this year is particularly on measurement, monitoring and management. And I guess there is progress being made around the world, but in Australia in particular, in those areas. But I still feel that that focus is placing responsibility back on farmers. To some extent, it's absolving the general public from their duty of care to soils. So every time we buy a food item, the care of our country is reflected in that piece of food. And we need to look through the entire chain of delivery of that piece of food and understand how that impacts upon the land from which it comes. So this talk is really about connection and disconnection of people from the soil. And what better way than to have some farmers to talk about it with? Around about 1.5% of the population in Australia work in agriculture. Around about half of that are actual farmers. This compares to 100 years ago, where around about 25% of the population worked on the land. So that means that we're looking at over 99% of people. Not only don't they work the land, but they don't have friends and neighbours that do work the land. So even 100 years ago, even if you weren't working on the land, you knew people that were associated with the land and were working it every day. So there's a big change from 100 years ago, and I think that's reflected in our attitude to soil. I think we need to re-establish that connection with soil. We need to decommodify food. I mean, food shouldn't be a commodity. It's something much more important than that. For me, personally, I'm trying to cast off decades of this society telling me food's just a commodity. It's something that you buy. It doesn't impact upon everything in the environment around us. I'm trying to get away from that. I mean, I can sort of see it at an intellectual level, but I want to have this imbued in me in an instinctual way so that when I see food, I want to see the linkages that food has throughout the chain right down to the soils that it comes from. I don't want to take a piece of food and think, oh, well, where does this come from? How has this impacted? I want to have a feeling in my gut telling me that this is really important. I should understand where this has come from and I should know the impact that me eating this food will have upon the environment, at least at an instinctive level. Now, for me, I have trouble walking and eating at the same time. That's why I want it to be in that instinctual level, because I can't do two things at once. If it's instinct to me, then I can keep walking and eat my pie at the same time. I guess as an example, I have this orange tree in my backyard. And I went down to the orange tree this morning and I saw it was bearing gifts for me. These are gifts that the orange tree brings from the soil. And the soil, or the earth, is basically our mother. And so this fruit, this gift that is being born to me and my siblings, which include the possums and the bees and everything else in the environment, is a gift. And so when I take that gift, I say thank you, I tell the orange tree thank you, and pass my thanks on to my mother who's caring for us. Now just bear with me, it's a bit Northern Rivers. Okay, but we have used stories from time immemorial to carry a deeper meaning, and I'm trying to create a story that does carry that deeper meaning. So we've got fables, we've got allegories. You know, sometimes they're wrapped up into and called religious texts, which apparently give them greater meaning. But none of it's meant to be literal. It's the underlying moral and symbolic meaning that those stories carry with us that actually gives us an understanding. And I'm trying to associate food with this necessary resource, which is soil. I guess that's fairly straightforward. The tree is there, the soil is there, so the linkage is clear. However, if we get slightly more separation from the soil and the food, then the next step, I guess, is a farmer's market. So my next step, when I go to the farmer's market and I see Frank, I say, thank you, my brother. I really appreciate everything you do to care for our mother. And I take out my wallet and I give him a worthless piece of paper as a token of my appreciation for him looking after my mother. Now, of course, all this is in my head because Frank would think I was a nutter if I said this to him directly. And then Frank says to me, well, our mother is quite well. I'm glad you asked. Or he might say, she's troubled and she wonders why you haven't called recently. Or she told me to tell you that it wouldn't kill you to pull out an iron and put it across that shirt occasionally. You know, the sorts of things that mothers say. And Frank says, well, thank you for that token of appreciation. Me and your mother have prepared a gift for you. And he hands me some rice cakes. So it's a trading of gifts. It's not about commodities. And when it actually comes to gifts, there's nothing more precious than these rice cakes. So tomorrow, when you go out on World Soils Day and collect your underpants and socks from underneath the tree, those sort of gifts are meaningless compared to what Frank is giving me, which is food. It's life. Food and life go together. They come from my mother, and this is the exchange that we're having. Now, just to reiterate, all of this is in my head. Frank's not saying some of this stuff, but in fact, probably I'll walk up to Frank and throw the money at him, and then he throws the rice cakes at me. But I know that he's thinking this, and he knows that I'm thinking all of that. So when it's only one step of separation, that's okay. Now, but if I go to the next step, where you go to the supermarket, then it gets a little bit more complicated. I have to go up to the checkout machine and I say, checkout machine, can you please pass on my best wishes to the multinational company that owns you? Can you ask them to pass on my best wishes to the board? And hopefully they'll pass on my best wishes to the transport company that has bought the food here, and they'll pass on my best wishes to the manufacturer, and they'll pass on my best wishes to so-and-so and so-and-so, until finally it gets to the farmer in Italy that's growing the tomatoes. It worries me that all of these people in the middle aren't going to do that. It worries me that my best wishes will not get to the earth, because all those people in the middle, I'm not sure if they're interested in food as a gift. I think they're just interested in it as a commodity, and that really worries me. So as I stick my card in the machine, in the machine's aperture, I sort of think, my mother won't get the message. In this case, all of this isn't in my head. I actually walk up to the machine, talking to it, saying, hello, machine, can you please pass on my regards to my mother, with everything in between. And it's good, because when I first go up there and start talking to the machine, I can't get to it because there's people everywhere, but the line parts, okay? And then suddenly, there's no one around the machines. They've all gathered back to listen to me. And the next thing, the manager's come out because he's so excited to hear this news. And then the security man comes along and says he wants to talk to me outside. He's that excited by this potential. So it does actually work. Our mother is the mother of all terrestrial things. This mother is beautiful and complex and many-faceted. And I try to understand some of that complexity in my role as a soil scientist, I guess. But really, the complexity and the understanding of our mother, we leave to the farmers. The farmers have to deal with that complexity to produce the food that we're all should be extremely grateful for, but it has become a commodity. So I think what I'm trying to say with all of this rigmarole is that we need to appreciate farmers and the role that they play in delivering this gift to us, the gift of life, and try to understand them better. And more importantly, I think, to give them the time and the resources to care for the soil that they are looking after. And maybe that little piece of paper that we give them as a sign of our appreciation of their care for our mother needs to be a slightly bigger piece of paper. If we're asking so much of them, I mean, how much is your mother worth?